It is time now for the Coast to Coast Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined right now by Crystal from Orchard Sky. Crystal, thank you so much for taking some time to chat today. How you doing?
Good. Good morning, Matt. Thanks for having me. So nice to be here.
Yeah, anytime, Crystal. So let's talk about y'all's brand new song called Rollin' Sevens. I've been listening to this one. It's a great tune. Can you tell us a little bit about this one and kind of the story behind it and how it came to be written?
Absolutely. Well, I unfortunately was not a part of the writing of this song, but Mitch, our lead guitar and our band leader, co-wrote this with Clayton Beltney, I think, as well as another co-writer. And this song really spoke to me because I'm such a driven person myself and I like to make my own luck. So this is kind of an anthem for people who like to make their own luck. And I just think it's such a ripper. I love singing this song. I love listening to this song, and it speaks to me on so many levels. So I really, you know, it's one of those songs that really gets you going, you know, in the car or wherever you are. Yeah.
And, you mentioned featuring along with Clayton Beltney. I don't know if y'all have worked with Clayton before, but how's that process been with him of being a part of this project?
Oh, gosh, he's so talented. Like, that voice. It's just, I'm obsessed, right? And of course, he's got this massive following and he's got so much success himself. It's been a complete pleasure to work with him and like such an honor, actually. Like, we feel like the little brother or little sister to a big brother who's mentoring us. He's just incredible. Yeah.
Very cool. It's a great song. Again, joined right now by Crystal from Orchard Sky. What's kind of this year looking like for you all? Are you planning to be really busy playing some live shows? I'm sure maybe right now you're working on booking some shows for the summer. What's kind of this year looking like for you? Are you planning on having a busy 2023?
Yeah, we're trying. So far we are doing a festival in Vancouver, sort of. It's called the Brewhalla Festival in Fort Langley. Yeah. I live in Vancouver. The two guys live in Edmonton, so we're a little bit bi-provincial.
That makes it a little challenging. That makes it a little tough.
Yes, but you know what? We seem to be able to come together and do stuff pretty cool. I think the guys take any moment to come out to Vancouver when they can, and I have family in Edmonton, so I take any moment I can to get out to Edmonton. So I think we're all eager to meet up and to play these songs and to really be out there. I believe we're releasing the whole EP this year. I just don't know the exact date.
Sure.
But yeah, so a lot of big things coming up. We've got a few gig dates. We've got the release. We've got, this single, right? So
For sure.
It's a really exciting time for
that's cool. And you mentioned the guys being in the Edmonton area. I'm pretty sure they're very keen on coming out to Vancouver, especially during the winter months here. So that probably isn't that isn't too bad.
No.
Vancouver can be – weather can be quite – as I know it rains a little bit fair often in B.C., but weather-wise,
it really does.
Not too bad.
It's 9 degrees right now, so not shabby at all. Yeah.
There you go. Loving it. Have you all had an opportunity to play this song live, and if you have, what has that process been like? What is the reaction from the live audience, and what is it like playing a brand new song for the first time? How cool is that?
Well, we've done a quieter show where we did a videotaping, and it was kind of more of a private, small audience. So we haven't quite, I would say, debuted it to like a really big party audience yet. And I'm chomping at the bit to get these songs really out there and live. I think it's going to be amazing because, you know, I really love when people dance and when people are really, you know, engaging with the music. That's like the transaction for me that really like keeps things going. So, it's gotten amazing reception, not only from radio like yourself, but from our smaller audiences that we've kind of tested it on. But I just can't wait to get to a festival and see how people react to these tunes. Yeah.
That's awesome. It's a great tune. And Crystal, we really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. We wish you all the best, and I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Matt. Take care. All the best.